You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Mandy Wiener, very good morning. Fantastic to be chatting to you.
Good morning, Bongani. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's have it out. Is the president playing the long game? And if he is it working? Or is he, as some people have suggested, simply conflict averse, leaving others to do his dirty work?
Look, I think it's a bit of both. I think there's definitely criticism of Cyril Ramaphosa that he is taking far too long to get anything done, and that he is conflict averse, as you say. But what I've written is that there, I suppose, it's a bit of optimism on one hand,
yeah.
But there are definitely signs of glimmer where the long game is paying off for him. And as an example of this, I look at the inquiries that have been running over the past few months. And look, I'm not a fan of inquiries. I think they're cumbersome. I think they are expensive. I would much rather be seeing criminal trials than somebody like Angelo Grizzi giving evidence in a court of law. But what we're seeing with these inquiries, particularly if you look at the Mokgoro inquiry with Chiba and Mkhwebi, if you look at the SARS inquiry, the Nugent inquiry there, and the effects of Tom Moyane, and if you look at the State Security Agency and what's happened there, what we've seen is Cyril Ramaphosa making an appointment of an inquiry. 6 to 8 months later, the results coming in and people being removed from office. So the long game does seem to be working for him there.
Here's the question. I mean, the Sunday Times reported yesterday, for example, that the Revenue Service has concluded preliminary investigations into the officials, for example, Agritzi, named around the Busasa matters at the State Capture Inquiry. He himself is being investigated, we understand. So as you say, some results, some progress being made there.
Yeah, that's right. So what we're seeing is with evidence coming out of the State Capture Inquiry and some kind of results trickling through. But the Sunday Times yesterday also reported that a Hawks general who was named at the State Capture Inquiry who was suspended is back at work now. So, I mean, ideally what we'd like to see is this directorate of the National Prosecuting Authority that's supposed to be dealing with state capture investigations, for that to be up and running. And the problem there is that we're waiting for a director to be appointed. And that's what we really want in South Africans, is we want successful prosecutions. So the inquiries, for me, are working to an extent, and the long game is paying off. But as a country, we're desperate for some kind of action, and that action is successful prosecution.
Here's the conundrum the president may face, as we are already beginning to see. I mean, I'm looking at the Star today, for example, and they're framing the issue as a dirty battle within the ANC. This is a number of people are saying they are being targeted now as you might call undesirables, certainly for future cabinet posts after the election. And they've named the Deputy Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Obed Babela, who's saying that he's been tipped off by the Hawks that he's going to be raided. So many within the party will now say state institutions, the very thing we didn't want, are being used to fight political battles and not necessarily because of wrongdoing.
So this has been a problem in the country for years now, where we've seen these state agencies being abused and being captured for personal political gain. And Ramaphosa can't allow that to happen again, because these institutions need to rebuild their credibility as independent organizations. So what we're seeing now is a new wave of leadership coming in at the Hawks, at Crime Intelligence, at the NPA, at SARS, and they need to try and shake off that reputation of having been captured,
sure,
and having been used for political gain. So that can't be allowed to happen. However, what you're going to now be seeing is people who are corrupt and people who are guilty of any kind of wrongdoing being targeted by these organizations, because they are now going to hopefully start working, and
yeah,
that means arrest.
Yeah, but the problem is, in a highly factionalized environment, people who've got real cases to answer are going to use exactly that argument and say that this isn't about going after wrongdoers. This is about fighting political battles. How do these institutions, as you say, with this track record of being used to fight these fights, how do they say, now we're doing it for the right reasons?
Evidence in a court of law. That's the only way that they're going to rebuild their reputation. So if somebody is going to be prosecuted, we need to see the evidence stand up in the court of law and for those prosecutions to be successfully resulting in convictions. That is the only way that there's going to be any kind of rebuilding of credibility. Otherwise, obviously, the politicians are going to use that excuse. It's worked for years in South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, that Stalingrad approach, that that conspiracy approach, we know that it's successful. We know that it works here. And we can expect a lot of that over the next few months.
Indeed, we saw Esma Khashule using exactly that argument yesterday, saying defend, and he named various individuals. You have to ask the question, defend them against whom? Mandy Wiener, always a pleasure to chat to you, specialist reporter at News 24 with this morning's Political Desk.